Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station.
Tea Party conservative Senator Ted Cruz delivered an old-style filibuster over President Barack Obama's health care law and spoke for over 21 hours. He even recited Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham during it.
And I love this story, and so I'm going to read it to you. Sam I Am. That Sam I Am, that Sam I Am. I do not like that Sam I Am. Do you like Green Eggs and Ham? I do not like them, Sam I Am. I do not like green eggs and ham. Would you like them here or there? I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am. Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse?
This is going to go on for a
while. You're not going to let him do this, are you? Come on.
I do not like them with a mouse.
20 hours.
I do not like them here or there. I do not like them.
All right. He didn't do that the whole time, right?
No.
He talked about the whole health care law a bit, right?
Yeah, but he actually said, my daughters are watching at home, and it's their bedtime, so I'm going to read them this story.
Perfect.
Which was lovely. Mm. But then he came out of that story saying, you know, that's relevant to what I'm talking about, because in the book Green Eggs and Ham, you know, people didn't like green eggs and ham, but they were forced on them, much like Obamacare.
Right, right, right.
Right. Missing the entire point of the book in that even five-year-olds get, that if you say you don't like something without trying it, maybe you should try it. Maybe if you try it, you would like it.
If I were going to filibuster, I think I would bring a book like Centennial by James Michener. It's over 1,000 pages. It's a fascinating story.
August, a bitch.
You would
of a
kill
month.
Two birds with
yeah,
one stone.
Yeah, I mean,
sweat
I,
became
know,
my mortal enemy.
Yeah, and the rest of the Senate might actually enjoy hearing
no,
it.
You do 50 Shades of Grey. That's right. Not everybody.
Hey, is Jon Stewart back on The Daily Show?
Oh, yeah, it's been for like 2 weeks.
Ago. Oh, no kidding. I had stopped watching it because I liked the other guy. It was okay, but now I'll have to go back.
All right, here's Jon Stewart reading a Dr. Seuss-style poem about Ted Cruz.
In the land of D.C., in the Senate of Snooze, lived the showboatiest blab whose name was Ted Cruz. Ted talked about health care, compared it to Nazis. As comparisons go, he was off by a lotsy. He said, would end this great nation, a point made after hours of mouth masturbation. Repeal it, defund it, erase it, deny it, murder it, skull it, bread and deep fry it.
That was great.
That's kind of, that's weird. For a children's book author, that's... Cruz claimed freedom and liberty, but it was all a big show because he could have spent all that time making sure the law didn't blow.
Nice. Oh, beautiful.
He pulled out a book that they had created, The Borax, and it was Ted Cruz on the cover with the Capitol building. It was classic
and
Jon Stewart.
Here's David Letterman on Senator Ted Cruz.
Hey, how about that senator from Texas, Ted Cruz? What a guy. What do you think?
Boy.
And here we go, huh?
Okay, here we go.
How about that guy? He gets a hold of the microphone, the floor of the Senate, and he starts talking. And people are thinking, oh, well, it's Ted. Let him go for a while. 21 hours.
Oh, one of those. Another one.
21 hours, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. He's yakking for 21 hours. I'm telling you, that government shutdown started to look pretty good now. Isn't it? Guy's been a little showboating. 21 hours. I mean, I don't think I've talked for 21 hours in my entire life. And this guy's talking... And at one point, he takes out the Green Eggs and Ham. You know the kiddie book?
Yes.
And he's reading Green Eggs and Ham. And the whole thing was about Obamacare. And the message he was sending there, I think, is Obamacare will only cover visits to Dr. Seuss.
Apparently. Must have been. I'm not sure. Must have been.
That's cute.
Beautiful.
I didn't even notice that. And then he ended up voting against...
Yes.
The voting against Obamacare.
The Senate voted unanimously 100-0. After he filibustered for 21 hours railing on Obamacare, he went ahead and passed the measure with the rest of the Senate. They say Congress is where they're going to... It's like drawing a battle line or a fire line on a forest fire. Congress is where they're going to draw their line. The Senate was in lockstep. Everybody went ahead and voted to go ahead and leave it, you know, as it is and go through.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think I know what you're going to say, and I think you're probably right.
I love that about you. You saved me some time. What do you think I'm going to say?
That nothing's going to happen. They're going to work out an agreement, and everything's going to be fine in the
well,
government.
There'll be much brouhaha and bellowing, and eventually, you know, they'll move on to the next news cycle,
right.
Whatever it is.
Well, Monday, I believe, would be the day the government shuts down, Monday or Tuesday next week. So.
Oh, and that's tied into Obamacare because we can't afford to pay for everything,
well, no,
right? We run out of money.
The House passed a resolution saying that they would only pay for the government if they defunded the Affordable Health Care Act, Obamacare.
Right, so they're trying
But the Senate voted it down.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's done. That's toast.
It through the Senate, but now the House has to, you know, have their final say.
So. They have to go back to the House.
Right.
Did it go to the House first?
Yeah, John Boehner and everybody said they were for it, but there may be enough people, as I understand, and I haven't watched very closely, but there has to be a final congressional vote to approve our money, you know, from October on. We need to raise the debt limit. We need to borrow a little more money.
What's that called again? The debt...
debt ceiling. There you
oh,
go.
Yeah.
So
it's been raised how many times?
I don't know. I know it gets raised.
I lost track, too. I was counting the stars in the sky the other night.
It gets raised
and I got
a lot.
Tired.
It gets raised
I could
a lot.
Have done, I did it for 21 hours.
Right. But that's because the government needs to function. I mean, we need to keep going.
I don't know. I mean, I'd love to see them actually give up and go home for a day or two. Unplug from the government.
I guess if you look at it as like a family, I mean, I would hate to be in credit card debt, and I'm so thankful that I'm not. But if it comes to that critical juncture of lose your house or don't go to the grocery store or borrow some more money, you have to borrow some more money.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way the government works, I think.
Credit card's a great analogy. Debt ceiling's not about buying more stuff. It's about paying your credit card bill for stuff you already bought.
But I just admire a guy who can stand for 21 hours. And, you know,
not pee.
Yeah, we were talking adult diapers.
He didn't pee?
Nope. I don't think there was an option. I mean, unless he slipped it in somehow. As I understand
Stadium
it.
Stadium buddy?
Yeah.
Texas catheter?
Because he went for 21 straight hours. That is just to do anything for 21 hours is pretty impressive. But nobody likes this guy. He is the only guy who likes
Well, the Tea Partiers like him because he stood up for them.
Mm-hmm.
Got nothing done, but he stood up for them, and he stood up for his principle, and they feel like somebody thinks the way they do.
Right. He's been in there for like 6 months or something. He's the most freshman of freshman senators.
I don't know what I would. I mean, if I was in that position, but it's a no win position, so I don't know what I would unfund. I would change the rules. This is the thing. I would change the rules to keep big businesses from constantly bloating up with unnecessary profits that are enhanced by the regulation. So I would make our health care, like, competitive. I would force everybody to have a reader board at every hospital, every health care institution, post their price. I would take away all the rules. I would make the whole country one giant health care pool instead of different rules for every state. And I know that flies in the event of states' rights, but states' rights are strangling
that's
us.
That's kind of where they're headed, though. Is exchanges and sharing.
You
know,
wouldn't believe the rule books on those things.
They publish.
I like your idea about
that. Every time that stuff is written, it's written by lobbyists who are paid for by the giant industries. Now, I love the healthcare industry. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. You can't get something cheaper without not paying somebody as much.
Can't get
no,
something.
Follow
right.
that.
You know, you're totally right.
And so everybody.
You talk about bloated companies, though.
But one man's bloat is another man's enjoyable two-car garage and family dinner.
The French Riviera.
Yeah. I mean, who do you want? You have to, the death panel for jobs would have to decide, you know, what jobs are, you know, worth having and what aren't. It's neat when it happens slowly with competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like prices for things come down. Like you have all these cell phones, and the prices keep coming down on the cell phones, right?
Right.
And they keep coming up with better models. That's competition.
You had a meeting.
Healthcare. If you need a CAT scan, what do you know? There's some big giant piece of equipment, and your insurance policy will pay for it. And you go in and you say, "Give me a CAT scan." Do you go? I could take that down to Vinny's down the street and get that CAT scan for it should be like a muffler.
You pull up an app on your phone.
That's right.
Look at that. Providence is doing that.
We'll beat any internet price on a heart transplant.
And if you go between 2 and 5 in the afternoon to happy hour, you get a free transfusion.
Yeah.
Well, that's
what I think should happen to healthcare.
You think that's the way it ought
yes.
to go?
Right after the Merry Maids.
Living good
in
the neighborhood. They put out the pricing yesterday, for a lot of states. And it'll be interesting because it never really kicked into me until I saw this price list that, you're going to have this. Or you're a lawbreaker. Yeah. I mean, you're a lawbreaker. It used to be your decision.
Well, but remember, we had the group health gal on. And there's isn't that thing tonight, Cairo television thing?
Yeah, the town meeting at 7
time?
O'clock.
7 o'clock, you can watch that. They will not throw anybody in jail for not having health care.
Right, but they will penalize you financially. From what I
what
understand.
It is a game show host will berate you and make you sit on the couch. I don't know what it is.
I don't know either.
Ultimately, the scofflaws will still get taken care of because it's America. And we're not going to say to someone, "I'm sorry, you're bleeding all over our emergency room. Get the hell out of here."
But there'll be less of those people. That's the drill,
That's the hope.
And that'll keep costs down for everybody because when those people walk in the emergency room, isn't that the argument? Though? And I don't know, but I thought that was the argument.
Anytime I hear someone say, "Keep costs down for everybody," I don't think you can artificially keep costs down for everybody. You got to have two fruit stands, and you got to go to this guy and go, "I'll give you a quarter for that apple." And he goes, "What? A quarter? 50 cents.
Right.
And then you got to go to the other place, and he's charging 35. You have to have competition keeps costs down.
Yeah, but
we don't have any competition.
But if people have insurance and get covered at before there's a problem, instead of waiting until it's a catastrophe and going to an emergency room where you pay top shelf prices for everything, then the most expensive part of our healthcare system gets reduced.
Sounds.
I mean, isn't that the business model?
You can spread costs out. You can't keep costs down for everybody because if you're keeping the costs down for somebody, you're raising costs for somebody else. But you can level the costs.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Cost, wage, price, controls, all that stuff. Doesn't mean anything to
me. I'm not excited.
Like,
but
Joe likes those nuts, okay? He paid a premium for those nuts. Why?
Pretty good nuts.
Because they're good nuts?
Because they're small batch roasted, by the way, is why I think. Jumbo.
If a nut shop opens across the street.
That lady had to help you get your hand out of that bag.
And I just
realized. Try their nuts, right?
Yeah.
And if he liked them as good and they were a little less, would you be loyal to the first guy?
If somebody made an equally good nut for less... if they had a good story, I mean, I'd want to read their story. You know, I don't want any nuts.
I want a spam in my email that says, "Need an appendectomy?
I don't want."
Click here, appendectomy companies will pitch you on your appendectomy, like real estate, like a mortgage loan.
Don't want like a little 6-year-old kid burning his hand on the nut roaster to give me a cheaper nut. I mean,
you want that out of sight when he's making your clothes.
I want to make sure
not for your nuts,
right? And I just realized it's very dangerous for me to pull a nut out right now because I got a parrot looking at me.
I know.
Look at those two.
Our bird lady friend is in the house.
Yeah, and that is a. I think they probably like nuts. Based on the looks of the eyes here.
Debbie, how you been?
We've been good. How have you been?
Good. How many birds do you own?
I own 6, and we have a total of 8 at the house right now. We're rehabbing 2.
You're bird sitting.
I am bird sitting. It's actually kind of
you
a
have,
bird co-op.
Are they all, they're various different, they're parrots, right?
They are parrots.
But giant, giant parrots. I've heard some of them talk. What were they saying?
I think
Obamacare.
I can't even get him to sing happy birthday, much less Obamacare. Right. But they might say hi and hello. I don't know. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Well, look at that.
Wow.
By the way, that never happens on command.
No,
except for the bird lady, Debbie.
Hey, Jody's sick. Can they do the news?
News. What's new today? It's cloudy. It's got traffic. There you go. We're done.
Nice try.
That's beautiful. Okay. She's a professional parrot trainer, folks. Been called the Parrot Lady forever. And you can see her at parrotlady.com. And we've known you for how many years?
Oh, gosh. I was pregnant with my son. He's 7 now.
It has been almost that long. Okay.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
And I got to ask you about these parrots, because I've heard people say people shouldn't get a parrot unless they feel like making a lifelong, because these things live a long time. These are, and unlike a dog or a cat, which is also a very important commitment, they are, you know, you don't have to keep a room at a certain temperature for your dog, right? What do you have to keep these parrots at?
Temperature-wise, we're fine. But when it comes to lifelong commitment, yeah, these guys are one of the very few animals.
Okay, are they not like the other tropical birds that need a hot room?
They do not.
Okay.
The only birds I know are 350 for at least an hour and 45 minutes.
Now, if you have it at 50 degrees all the time, they might think that's a little cold. But there's a sanctuary that has 700 birds called Macaw Rescue and Sanctuary. And the birds live outside 24/7.
No kidding.
And they're fine. Yeah.
Are they watch birds?
They are, because as soon as you get on the property, you sure hear some noise. That's
sure. Cool. I think I watch birds. I was thinking they're too much.
Well, actually, the blue throat there, every time somebody walks by the house, like at a distance even, she'll shout out, "Oh, there's somebody walking by!" She'll just scream off the top of her lungs. Yeah.
You taught her that?
No way. I don't like her screaming per se, but she is a good watchbird.
Okay. Where do these birds come from?
Ollie and Jesse, who are currently on my lap right now, are from Minnesota. Last I checked, there's no exotic rainforest there. And then Zilla and Lily are actually our exotic animal friends here. Lily came from Texas, but Zilla was actually found in a confiscated container from South America. And he has gotten his rights and his papers and stuff. And he is 100% now a legal bird to have. And he is now a part of a program trying to reintroduce that species back to the Darien Gap in Colombia. So his
when you say I'm a part of a program trying to reintroduce the species, that sounds like fun for me. What
sure
exactly does he do to reintroduce the species?
He goes around getting funding so people can do this.
Oh,
basically.
Okay. He's not reintroducing. He's not like,
one bird at a time.
One bird at a time. Okay.
So the bird got the papers before me?
Yeah, he got papers before
Luciana. Yes, actually. That's kind of funny.
There's apparently a longer waiting list for you.
Should have came in by crate.
What? Yeah. So they're from South America. Their native habitat is South America.
Yes.
And these are rescue birds, some of them from around the United States.
Yes. In the case of Zilla and also in the case of Lily.
How could anybody abandon a bird like this?
It's unfortunately becoming commonplace.
Why? Well, wait a minute.
The economy.
They're beautiful.
They're expensive to own?
Not expensive to own, but expense on time. And time is of an element now.
Oh, wow.
Tell me what happens if you have a bird like this. First off, you buy one, it costs money. How much?
Let's say if you were to buy a new baby Greenwing that's sitting on my hand right now, she's probably, I've seen them go for anywhere between $1,700 to $2,500.
That's expensive. It's
like and then you have your $2,000 cage. You have, you know, your $100.
Why $2,000?
Because the cage you want to put them in is as big as possible. I mean, if you could put them in this whole studio, that'd be a good sized cage,
need,
you know?
Yeah, they're birds. They're meant to be free.
They're flying.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got to take care of them, feed them.
Yep.
Are they covered by Obamacare?
No.
You have to take them to the vet.
You do have to take them to the vet.
And how long do they live?
The macaws. Every single bird we have here is a macaw, and all of them live about 75 to 100 years on average. They are a multi-generational pet, and that's what people are not understanding. It's not when you get the pet, it's when your it affects your whole family. It's
who
not
do
just
you will yours to?
Hopefully my son that I was pregnant with will take him.
Is that what you were thinking? Is that why you had a son?
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
In about 100 years or so, you know? He'll be good for the bird.
You got to use and abuse. Oh,
he's going to be the parrot man.
That's right.
Wow. Debbie, you are amazing.
Yeah, so we're kind of here to.
I like how she agrees with that.
I am amazing.
I am. No, more like they're amazing.
Yeah, they are.
They are very amazing, but you are also for educating people about them. So anybody who gets a bird like this is really, they have to think not just of themselves, but who's going to inherit the bird.
Yes.
Okay.
You got something coming up where people can see your birds?
Yeah, that's what I was here to talk about today. We have a wonderful event that's free for children, and it's in Seattle, so it's even cooler. It's called the Seattle Parrot Expo. It's a 100% free admission event to come and learn more about parrots and see all of the different varieties of careers parrots affect, because I want people to see that, including entertainment, radio, TV, because obviously parrots are wanted in different gigs and stuff like that, too. We want to show people the impact parrots have on people so people can understand deeper and more fundamentally the impact parrots we have on parrots.
I have an idea for you.
Yeah.
Parrot timeshare. People have a parrot. Each one takes it for 10 years.
I think that's great.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
That's what's going on with those two over there. That's what we do is we'll exchange them for a couple of years, and I'll take care of them for a couple of years and then give them back, and then she'll take care of them for a couple of years. And that's one of the many options we're trying to do right now. We're trying to solve the problem.
Find out more at www.flight-club-foundation.org about the Parrot Expo, or you can just go to the www.parrotlady.com. In case you're Dan Quayle, Parrot has one T, two R's. Right? Not everybody can spell it, right?
No, they don't.
parrotlady.com. Debbie,
I just wanted to add one more thing.
Yeah.
And that is, I ask people when it comes to birds, what do you think as far as how does it bird a bird? And adults don't even know how to tell a bird is sometimes. They think it's a beak. They think it's the colors. They think it's something else. And I'm like, no, a bird is a bird because they're feathers.
It's feathers that make a bird.
I know.
So
and then these guys are kind of bird. They're parrots. So.
Wow. Okay.
So the education piece is critically important at this point.
All right. Go to parrotlady.com, folks. Thank you very much, Debbie.
Thank you, Bob.
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Right after the Bob Rivers Show, it's 95 minutes of the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. KJR.
This report brought to you by Applebee's.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see mostly sunny skies with a high of 64. Tonight, clouds low down to 46. And tomorrow, clouds with rain with a high of 60.
Get out of the office and get to Applebee's for over 200 lunch combos, including two new entrees with mouth-watering honey pepper flavor. And the menu starts at just $6.99. And check out Applebee's newest location at Gig Harbor at Point Fosdick Square. Take the Olympic Drive exit on Route 16.
A whole lot of people who buy the 100% electric Nissan Leaf buy it as a second car, only to watch it become their primary car. Like wrestling with your spouse over the keys primary car. With its 129 MPG equivalent, it's easy on your wallet, and it's got more than enough charge to handle your daily needs. The 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Projected MY13 EPA fuel economy estimate 129 City 102 Highway. Actual mileage may vary with driving conditions. Used for comparison only.
Come on down. The Price is Right live stage show is coming to Snoqualmie Casino September 27th through the 29th. Fantastic prizes and all of your favorite games from TV's longest running game show will be live on stage, and you could be part of the action. Visit snowcasino.com for more information. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Open to 50 U.S. and Canada legal residents 18 plus. Residents of New York, Florida, Rhode Island, Quebec ineligible to participate as contestants. For complete rules and regulations, visit or call venue box office. Sponsored by Good Games Live Incorporated. Void where prohibited. Price is Right Live. Trademark 2013 Fremantle Media. All rights reserved.
Porcello. Porcello. Porcello Jewelers.
Now, Toyota has just announced an additional 1 year of Toyota Care. When you lease any new Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Prius, or Tundra between now and September 30th, that's an additional year for a total of 3 years for 35,000 miles of coverage for your new Toyota lease, including a new 2013 Camry LE, which you can lease for just $209 a month for 36 months with $2,349 due at signing. Includes $250 TFS lease cash that must be applied to a TFS deal. Tax, title, and license extra. Subject to approved credit through TFS. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price for capitalized cost. That's a well-equipped Camry for just $209 a month. And your Toyota Care is included for the full 3 years for 35,000 miles of your lease. Get details at 1-888-48-TOYOTA or go to buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers before it all ends September 30th. Toyota, let's go places.
So, what do you think of our new TV?
The picture's great, and I love the new thin look, but...
What?
Well, the sound isn't much.
That's a problem with all the new slim cabinet TVs.
What should we do?
We need to look at some top-rated TV sound systems like Bose and Yamaha and Samsung and LG and...
Where can we go to get a deal on those brands? Aren't they expensive and complicated?
Not at Video Only. They've got the top-rated audio brands and their...
Don't be sorry prices.
Exactly. And we can listen to these systems to make sure one's right for us.
Okay, let's go to Video Only and complete our own home theater.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma, Video Only.
You've heard about the crisis. Disappearing bees. No bees, no fruit, no berries, no flowers. Would you like to be part of the solution? Would you like to raise some docile honeybees in your yard? Learn about urban beekeeping at the Tacoma Nature Center. Your garden will amaze you when you have your own beehive, and the honey you'll get is delicious. Take it from me. It's a 2-hour course on urban beekeeping. Online registration right now at TacomaNatureCenter.org.
Great news! The new BevMo in Issaquah opens this Friday.
Our beverage experts can help you choose the perfect wine from around the world.
Or choose from our incredible selection of spirits, craft brews, imports, and kegs. From your favorite beverages to snacks, cheeses, and glassware, BevMo has it all.
BevMo!
The new BevMo in Issaquah opens this Friday at 9 a.m., located atop the Issaquah Plateau at the new Grand Ridge Plaza near Regal Cinemas. First 500 customers receive a free gift bag worth $50. We'll see you on Friday.
It's time to rock. Heart by Heart will be performing at the Showwear Center in Kent on Friday, October 11th. Show starts at 8 o'clock. This will be an amazing show. Get your tickets at tickets.showwearcenter.com. Heart by Heart at the Showwear Center, October 11th.
At Chase, we've made it our mission to help business owners achieve theirs by providing the financing and advice they need to expand and grow. Like Yen Lam of Seattle-based Lam Seafood Market.
My parents were the founders of Lam Seafood Market.
In August 2008, the downfall of the economy, the local banks that were about to give me a loan, they just like, okay, that's off the table. It was very scary. I met Rick, my banker. He introduced me to Chase.
Chase helped me secure the financing to take over the family business.
I want to make something long-lasting and continue the family business and making this company stronger.
Chase is proud to help businesses across the country from Lamb Seafood to yours so you can do more than succeed, so you can thrive. Chase is ready with limited-time financing offers to help you expand, hire, or manage cash flow. Watch Yen's story and find out how Chase can help your business at chase.com/mainstreet/Seattle. Chase, so you can.
All extensions of credit subject to approval. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
If you're always going, 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 you could use some help at the pump. And now you can use up to $1 per gallon of your Safeway gas rewards when you fill up at participating Chevron and Texaco stations. So you have even more choices on where to save at the pump. Earning Safeway gas rewards is as easy as grocery shopping with your club card. And redeeming them is easier than ever. Shop at Safeway, then use your gas rewards at participating Chevron and Texaco stations, where you get the unbeatable cleaning power of Techron. So keep on going and save. Get more mileage out of your grocery budget, up to $1 per gallon. When you shop more at Safeway, you save more at Chevron and Texaco. Safeway, ingredients for life. Maximum reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is $1 per gallon of Chevron or Texaco branded fuel in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Cannot be combined with any other Safeway gas reward offer. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com or in store.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm Ashley Ryan. Still a slow go southbound 5 from 85th to the Mercer exit and northbound 5 Midboyne Field into the Convention Center. We do have a Microsoft convention going on at Key Arena today. That starts at 10. Southbound 405, heavy out of Canyon Park. Northbound lined up through the S-curves. And then westbound, both bridges pretty much slow between 405 and I-5.
This report is brought to you by Overlake Hospital.
At Overlake, we think getting to a top cardiac center shouldn't involve 3 freeways and a toll bridge, which is why we opened a new cardiac and vascular center in Bellevue. Visit overlakehospital.org/cardiac to learn more. Overlake Medical Center, we think about you.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
What an amazing night for the 12th man. I've been coaching for a long time. I've never heard a crowd like that. What a freaking night.
All right, there you have it. The 12th man, Bring the Noise song is recorded and now videoed. Pedro will be posting that today. Thank you so much to all of the people who helped out, including Seat of the Pants Productions that did the editing. Yes, Pedro.
Actually, we're going to save that one for the near future. What we're going to post today is the other one that we have done today.
Oh.
The one about Matt's shop, right, Spike?
Take Matt's shop and shove him. That's going to debut the day of the video?
Stuff him,
shove him, sack him, smack him.
It's already on our website, and then 10 o'clock we're going to post it on our Facebook site for everybody to share, please.
Later on Facebook, Joe will whip out a nut. Once it's safe to do so.
Got one in
for
my head.
Everybody to share, too, please.
All right. And coming up in just a little bit, some amazing music with Matteo Messina and accordionist Hugh Sutton, who've both been on the show before. They are incredible and will be joining us to talk about their benefit they're doing with Manny's Beer. And Manny is here, too. Manny Chow. First, it's time to play Rock Genius and how Rock Genius works. You have a defending champion. You can be a challenger. On Friday, the winner wins and takes all of the Blazing Bagels for their place of work. Spike is the one who comes up with the questions. He's the rock genius. He remembers all this stuff. Spike, what's today's question? And Andrew from Issaquah is back on defending his championship.
Are you there, Andrew?
Yes, I am.
Okay, my friend. You are the defending champion. You'll get 5 seconds to nail this one off the top of your head, proving that you're a true rock and roll genius. If you don't have it, then we'll open up to the first correct answer at 1-877-901-0957. Today's question is inspired by our musical guests. The Eagles song Hotel California, multi-platinum, legendary. In the opening verse of the song, Don Henley sings of a warm smell rising up through the air. What is this? What is he saying? What does it mean?
What is he saying? Warm smell of what?
It's the warm smell of colitis rising up through the air.
That's halfway home. It is the warm smell of colitis. What does colitis mean?
I'm going to say it's some kind of desert flower.
I thought it was the name of a gas station attendant in Mayberry RFD.
That's colitis.
It has been said, I was going to take either that. That is a correct answer.
I'm colitis?
Colitis.
I know what I thought it was.
Well, it's also been called the flowering tip of marijuana buds.
But
the desert flower, he's
desert
got right.
Flower, he's got it right.
Wow, you're a rock genius,
my friend.
Thank you.
Andrew,
nicely
no one else
done.
Even gets to try.
That's how we do it.
How did you know
that's
that?
How I roll. It's funny. I've heard that song over and over, and just probably 2 months ago, I went, what are they saying? Because I always thought it was the warm smell of, and I didn't know what it was.
I know what I thought it was. It is very bad. I can't say it.
Yeah, so I looked it up, actually, online, and isn't the internet a wonderful thing?
It is a wonderful thing. And you're a genius.
Now I'm a rock genius.
Yeah, you are.
Right,
hey,
you're
I want to give a
genius.
Shout out to Stephanie and Quincy, who are taking Disco in to have some surgery.
Oh, well good. Thank you for that, brother.
Prayers
I hope it goes
disco.
Well.
Thank you,
Andrew.
Gone. Stand by. Andrew from Issaquah blocks any challengers today, tomorrow, for all the marbles. Or all the bagels, I should say. It's 9:43. One last story. This is an amazing anniversary. It was 50 years ago today that President John F. Kennedy was here in Washington State. Do you know what he was doing in the Northwest? Just a few weeks before being assassinated in Dallas. You know this?
What was Kennedy doing in Washington State?
You're kind of
with,
a history genius, too.
Hooking up with Marilyn Monroe at the Rosario Resort, that little round room on the point.
No. Oh, actually, I don't know for
sure. Judges
certain.
Will also accept that answer.
That wasn't the only thing.
He had official business.
Here.
Now, what was
Did he
doing?
Really do that?
I don't know.
He's very convincing.
Yeah, I don't know.
50 years ago, a helicopter landed in a remote part of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation. 37,000 people watched as President Kennedy stepped out in a cloud of dust. Stood before the crowd, young, tanned, hatless, on a speaker's stand by the N reactor. He talked about natural resources and nuclear energy. Wow. That president called Hanford a great asset. This is sort of like Obama's solar panel factory, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what it was a photo op for the president. And we've got, so that, believe it or not, this entire speech is out there in the public domain.
He didn't read any Dr. Seuss either.
No, he didn't read any Dr. Seuss, but he
said, it will not melt down in the ground. It will spread power all around. There'll be protons in the air. It will spread them here and there. Nuclear power everywhere.
Fish will all have eyes of three.
We'll have eyes of five. Your young children will stay alive. Nuclear power. Maryland, I'll be right there.
That's really...
See you at Rosario.
Yeah, that's better than anything he actually did say.
All right,
see you at Rosario.
Here is President Kennedy at Hanford.
This is an extraordinary place to visit as a citizen and as President of the United States, because along this river, men have played a significant role in the last 20 years, which has changed the entire history of the world. And therefore, to come all the way from Washington and see this river and see these reactors and recognize their significance in the closing days of the Second World War, and also the role that the men and women who work here have played in the years since the Second World War in maintaining the strength of the United States, I am here today and express my appreciation to you.
Well, what they did to sorry that was only in the left channel, but we didn't pay half of our audio bill this month, so they only gave us one side. Reading about what they did to prepare for Canada, I mean, kids got out of school, they prepared a special place. They flew in 1,500 dignitaries. They bulldozed and burned 125 acres to prepare the site for the event, put in 3,000 feet of water line to run sprinklers. By the way, people had needed first aid because of heat.
They were hauling them out and by the dozens, I guess, some on stretchers.
To build the reactors or to build the state podium for Kennedy to speak on?
Just for this event.
Just for this event.
Wow.
At the time, some people said they were scared of Hanford. Rightfully so. But this was to make the public feel happy about it.
Well, I'd rather stand here and feel safer than driving through a Dealey Plaza in an open car. Completely safe. What?
And it was only a few weeks later that, you know, that's what he did. And this was
8 weeks later, President Kennedy was assassinated. Oh, it's been long enough. Yeah.
This poor taste update brought to you by Safeway.
It's amazing how long, you know how long ago that was?
Yeah, I said 50 years ago today, right?
50 years ago today. Yeah. I was reading a column last night about our generation is more connected to its past than any other generation. Think about it. Beatles music, 1963.
Today, in 1966, I believe the Beatles cartoon debuted.
Okay. And so if you tune on the radio today, you will hear songs 50 years ago.
Yep.
However, in 1964, they were not listening to any music from 1914. There were no greatest hit stations from 1914.
Right.
Well, their recorders back there kind of sucked. I mean,
that's the problem.
Yeah. I am.
If we'd only had computers, we could have generated automated radio formats back then,
right.
too.
I am 50 years old. I was born in 1963, and you can find that speech.
But even you are listening to the music not of your childhood, but of your birth, of your pre-birth.
Right.
You listen to, classical music, the greatest hits of the 1400s, 1500s, and 1600s has always been recognized as being great.
Right.
But for the most part, we just have a broader time span of consumables.
And because we've been able to capture it all. The ability to record something in high fidelity came along in the 60s, right?
All right. It's 9:48. Joining us in the studio this morning, three really cool guys. We're teaming up to do something fun for a great cause. Matteo Messina is one of Hollywood's most in-demand film composers. He won a Grammy for his soundtrack to Juno and is currently in theaters with the Kate Bosworth film And While We Were Here. Let me turn you on so we can say hi without the reverb. How's it going?
Good. Good morning.
Oops, I don't hear you yet. Hang on. Say hi again.
Good morning.
Now you're there. And we got both channels. We must have paid the power bill.
Right on.
The Kate Bosworth movie, And While We Were Here, that's out right now, right?
Yeah, theaters.
And you make music for movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's is that is that I would love to, we don't have the time today because you're going to play for us, but I would love to understand the process. Do they give you the movie and then you just watch it in a room and make it happen with it? Or how much direction do they give you?
Quite a bit. I mean, really, the job is to help a director tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, a lot of the job of music in a film is really just to cue emotion.
Ah.
In a very subtle way, you know, so you're feeling it more than you're hearing it. That's the art of it. Exactly.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, wow.
Forever and ever.
So, like, give me a, like, make me feel like Kate Bosworth is about to walk in the room, just with your mouth.
With my mouth?
I don't know.
That just sounded wrong, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, Joe whipped out a nut earlier, so I guess I'm in a mood.
Is this thing going? I can't even hear it.
Can you do it with the drums? Hold on. How come I don't hear the drums? I heard them before. Play again. Uh-oh. Had them on before.
I will get there.
Why are they not feeding?
Well, check it out, Pedro. You're the drum
Play the
guy.
Drums again.
They're not plugged in? That might be part of the problem.
The plug came out. Put it back.
Parrot lady.
There we go.
There you go.
All right, play again.
Let's see. Kate right. Bosworth?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's
oh,
working yeah. it.
Yeah. Steve Miller walks into a room.
Yeah. All right. Matteo Messina, one of Hollywood's top most in-demand film composers with the Grammy, et cetera, et cetera. Despite his busy schedule, he always returns to Seattle every year to help Children's Hospital with fundraising. Hugh Sutton, walking into the room, is also here. Hugh is one of the finest accordion players you will ever hear. And you were here in the past when Spike bought a used accordion.
Yes.
And you gave him a lesson.
Yes.
My first and only.
And it,
I got to follow through.
You didn't do anything.
Well, that accordion is home under glass. When they told me that accordion was worth $8,000.
He immediately realized you could never play it.
I would put it under glass. I
and
don't
he had no
it.
Idea how to find another accordion.
I have one.
Do you?
Yeah. I haven't played
it. I've got three in my trunk.
You have three. Are accordions like fish tanks? I mean, a lot of people think they want one, but then...
They're a lot more trouble than they you think they are.
It is a hard instrument to keep tuned and playing, right?
Well, they're...
It's hard to keep a girlfriend when you play it at home. That's what
an accordion is like a giant harmonica.
Okay.
And that's what they're called, actually, in Germany. And, you know, so to tune them, you have to file the reeds. You have
right.
one by one.
Oh,
it's so, so basically, to... If you have an accordion that's out of tune, it's better to... It would be cheaper to buy
a new one. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you back. You're amazing. Manny Chow is the founder of Georgetown Brewery. Manny, welcome to the show as well.
Good morning.
And the beer named after him, Manny's, has become the most popular top brew in town. On October 5th, Georgetown Brewery is hosting Rocktoberfest. October 5th. That's coming right up.
A week from Saturday.
$15 gets you two beers and lots of great music with all the proceeds benefiting Seattle Children's Families. That's very nice of you.
Beautiful idea.
Yeah. Tell me the secret of Manny's.
The secret? It's just beer. So hopefully you enjoy it. That's the secret.
Okay, we're going to bleep that. We're going to bleep that. We're not going to let that out.
And Kate Beckinsale is just a woman. Right?
People get very excited about it, but that's what we got to remember. It's supposed to be fun, and we're supposed to just really enjoy it.
And it's one of the best beers, and I've never met Manny, but I never would have pictured that Manny looks like Manny.
Really? Just wait till you see me in Lederhosen.
I picture a big old guy.
All right, so what we're going to do, folks, is stupendous. We're going to take a break. When we come back... Is it Hotel California?
Yeah.
Or it's a mystery.
It's the warm smell of something.
On our radar. I think it's a medley, a fine medley
in
for.
We're going to kick off the music with the most cool accordion drum classic rock you ever heard.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Did you hear it?
Did you see that?
Wow. The world is buzzing.
Crazy.
Insane.
Absolutely nuts.
About what just happened.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival! Biggest names in music.
The surprises.
Wow.
The music.
Dance.
And everything else that made you say,
can't believe it.
Relive it.
Watch it on the CW.
Monday and Tuesday, watch the 4-hour, 2-night event on the CW.
I just saw the most craziest thing happen backstage.
Get photos,
pics and video and backstage chaos.
Mayhem and so much more.
At iHeartRadio.com/Vegas.
How are you doing tonight, Vegas?
Then watch it on the CW.
The sold-out iHeartRadio.
Radio Music Festival.
There is no concert event like this anywhere else in the world.
The iHeartRadio Music Festival, where the music of the iHeartRadio app comes to life.
We made music history, baby.
Your Northwest weather for today, we're going to see mostly sunny skies with a high of 64. Tonight, clouds low down to 46. And tomorrow, clouds with rain with a high of 60.
What's the best way to stay warm in Seattle? Columbia's Omni Heat Reflective. It has little silver dots that reflect your body heat, and it's breathable, so you won't overheat. Columbia's Omni Heat Reflective, shockingly warm, amazingly breathable. Shop Columbia.com or a retailer near you.
What's better, fastest or most reliable? With the AT&T 4G LTE network, you don't have to choose. The speed and reliability of AT&T 4G LTE lets you do more at work, at home, and wherever else life takes you. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want discounts on your home insurance. Upgrade your roof. Upgrade your plumbing. Get a burglar alarm. Get a fire alarm. Install storm shutters. Combine policies with your spouse, bundle your coverage, quit smoking, and of course, talk to Farmers, because the more you know about home insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
Discounts and coverage not available in all states. Contact your local agent for details.
It was as wide as the Grand Canyon, as deep as the Mariana Trench. I plunged into the chasm, into the endless abyss, into the...
Actually, you just drove into a pothole. But don't worry, here at Les Schwab, every tire comes with a kind of lifetime protection most other places don't give you, like free flat repairs and more, plus a great price. That's our best tire value promise.
Good to know.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952. It's the fall tire sale, our biggest sale of the year, now through October 31st.
At Safeway, we think you should get a nice little reward for getting your flu shot. So when you get a flu shot from the Safeway Pharmacy, we'll give you a coupon for 10% off your next shopping trip. And it couldn't be easier. Our friendly Safeway pharmacists provide vaccines in comfortable private settings. You don't even need an appointment. Just drop by on your next shopping trip. Get 10% off groceries with a flu shot from the Safeway Pharmacy, your one stop for wellness. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See pharmacy for details.
Is your bathroom boring? See the latest from the top manufacturers. Tubs, showers, sinks, faucets, and a huge selection of toilets. And cabinets, too. Morgan's will help you create a great space within your budget. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath for over 30 years in Fremont and Ballard.
For those times when that runaway mattress turns I-5 into a parking lot, you'll be stress-free in the NASA-inspired zero-gravity front-row seats of the innovative Nissan Altima. When gas prices skyrocket, again, you'll be flying high with Altima's outstanding 38 mpg highway. And those times when streaming Pandora turns a trip to the store into a raging rock concert. It's all these times that make Nissan Altima the best choice. And now, save up to $2,000 on the 2013 Altima with $500 bonus cash. Shop at your local Nissan store or choose Nissan.com. Offer ends September 30th. It's times like these you ought to see Nissan Altima for yourself. Innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers with approved credit, $2,000 consists of $1,000 Nissan cash, $500 MMAC, $500 bonus cash available on lease and purchase. Financed through MMAC from new dealer stock. 2013 EPA fuel economy estimate for Altima 2.5S. Pandora is a registered trademark of Pandora Media, Inc. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details. Ends 9/30/13.
Some like it hot, they say. And some like it cool. Which is totally fine. Except when two people try to sleep comfortably together in the same bed at the same time. Then, sleeplessness and tossing and turning is the problem. And now there's a solution. The Sleep Number Dual Temp Temperature Balancing Layer. It works on any mattress brand, including yours. And whether you sleep too hot or too cool, the Dual Temp Layer with Active Air technology heats or cools each side of the bed, so you sleep soundly in your own ideal temperature. Which is all pretty cool. And there's only one place in the world you'll find a collection of temperature balancing solutions, including the new Sleep Number Dual Temp Layer, designed to give you the soundest sleep of your life. A Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number. Comfort. Individualized.
There are 425 Sleep Number stores nationwide, including six in the Puget Sound area. For your store, visit sleepnumber.com.
Every once in a while, dinner happens at 11 a.m. when a group of fans gather for a pregame feast. From sirloin kebabs to brisket sandwiches, nothing makes hands free for high-fiving like lean beef. Oh yeah, you guessed it. This dinner's a tailgate, and a nutritious one at that. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Hi, I'm Greg Rathbun.
And I'm Abby Rathbun. We're WSU Cougars and ranchers from Moses Lake.
We're also one of the many Washington families raising certified Angus beef, available only at QFC.
Beef, it's what's for tailgating. Go to facebook.com/QFC and get a $2 coupon.
Purchase certified Angus beef items with your QFC Advantage card and you'll be entered to win the ultimate beef tailgating package.
The WSU Seattle game is September 28th. Come try barbecue meatballs and meet ranching families like us.
Beef, it's what's for Cougars.
Sterling Bank. Nobody works harder for you. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks. You mad? You mad at your internet? I was with my cable provider. That's why I switched to CenturyLink high-speed home internet. You can too. Check out CenturyLink's best internet offers online.
The Fred Meyer two-day sale starts tomorrow with Starlight Savings from 4 to 11 p.m. and continues Saturday with Doorbuster Deals from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Visit FredMeyer.com to check out all of the great deals and save time, money, and gas at Fred Meyer.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now independent research has confirmed that AT&T 4G LTE is also the most reliable. Whether you're connecting with family or getting the job done, you want a wireless network you can count on. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on National Carrier's average 4G LTE download speeds. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
Wagon trains, homesteaders, transcontinental railroads. The pioneering spirit of our country didn't stop when we reached the Pacific. In fact, it's still alive and well and breaking new ground every day, especially at Group Health Cooperative. Our pioneering model is simple. Our doctors are paid to keep you healthy, not just treat you when you're sick. We put more money behind treatments that get the best results and waste far less on those that don't. And we were among the first to bring healthcare and healthcare coverage together on the same side. Not for the sake of bigger profits, but for better health. That was the idea more than 65 years ago, and we're still on that same path today. Because we've proven that our integrated approach leads to higher quality care at a lower cost to you. See what happens when everything works together with a shared purpose. With one goal, group health. Get started at ghc.org/onegoal.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm Ashley Ryan. Southbound 5 backed up at Northgate. You're going to see delays to Mercer, and northbound 5 seeing delays as well from Boeing Access into the Convention Center. We've got a Microsoft convention at Key Arena today. 520 westbound slow from the water to I-5. 90 westbound busy approaching West Mercer. 405 northbound backs up through the S-curves.
This report brought to you by Walmart. Layaway is better at Walmart because this year it's free with no opening fees. So get started today. Save money. Live better. Walmart. Layaway available through 12/13 on eligible items. Restrictions and fees apply. See store for details.
Bob Rivers in the morning, the no repeat workday, and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
This is from that Juno soundtrack. Matteo Messina. All right. Well, we're not going to do that all day. So, Matteo is here with Hugh Sutton on the, and of course, it's Oktoberfest, so an accordion is absolutely appropriate. Manny Chow is here, founder of Georgetown Brewery and the beer Manny's. And October 5th, Georgetown Brewery is hosting Oktoberfest. We're going to play a little medley. I think Spike's going to get to sing a little. Yeah. Yesterday, I should point out, the last word yesterday did not get said today because Jody was out sick. So that last word will roll over till tomorrow.
Oh, okay. It's kind of perfect for this next segment.
It is.
Listening
it
to me sing this
like
song.
It's like that last word.
So we're not going to say it again?
No.
Okay.
We're not going to say it. It rolls
perfect
over to tomorrow.
Perfect.
And we will have another last word today, so it'll be double tomorrow.
Nice.
Two last words on the same day.
And that is
which, by the way, is technically impossible because you can't have two last words because one of them came before the other one. But
if you have a dream, boss.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Joe.
And they will be brought to you by Nissan when we
Nissan,
do that.
Nissan, baby.
Nissan.
And today's last word will... Oh, but before we get everybody set up, are we ready to play? Because we can't say anything after we start.
Ready.
All right. For information on Rocktoberfest, go to bobrivers.com. Here's Joe with the last word.
The last word of today is... filibuster.
Uno, dos, tres. On the dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop all of the night. And then she stood in the doorway. I saw a mission bell. I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. Then she lit up a candle and she showed me the way. Voices down the corridor, I never heard them say, welcome to the Hotel California. But another face, it's such a lovely day. Plenty of room at the Hotel California. In the time of year, you can find it here.
Spike, can we convince you to
follow that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know,
go
man.
With cash. They say love is a burning thing. It makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell in to a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. When down, 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 the flames got higher. That burn, burn, a ring of fire, a ring of fire.
I know I'm going to regret this. One more.
Why don't you bust out a little Iron Prosit? A little.
Okay.
When we're playing at Rocktoberfest, too.
Iron Prosit, Iron Prosit, yeah, get the big pipe. Iron Prosit, Iron Prosit, yeah, get the big pipe.
Rocktoberfest, October 5th. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.